Question. Shalosh Shamas Liyama means how high, how steep was it? When it went up, when 1 amah height, it went long 3 amas. Chutz mekiv shasham mizbeach, excluding the kevus applying all got to mizbeach. Shu shalosh amish umachtzo. The etzpa shlish etzpa vizachruso. Because all the other planks had that at one. Just the one big plank going up the top of the mizbeach, that was a little bit different. That when it went up 1 amah, it went long. Chutz mekiv shasham mizbeach. Shayishalish amos umachzor, it went long 3 amos and a half. The yet by another finger, or shlitzchest and the third finger. There's achrusa with the little fingers, and there was a little bit not so steep, since you had to carry up the heavy things. It was a little bit longer than the height. And there's all the other ones when it went up 1 amah, it went long 3 amos. Here, when it went up 1 amah, it went long 3 and a half, and an etzpa. And a shlish, a third of an etzpa. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So just let the tape end off to the end of the side, then start over on the other side. We'll start the next daf on the other side of this tape. Just wait till the tape ends, and then we'll start over again. Sorry, any side on the azor, it's okay. V'necholos lefnim min akleim lezichre kuna, a zachor, a man kain, is allowed to eat from the shirayim of the mincha, and knead it any place inside lefnim min akloyim, the curtains of the mishkan, and ordin of the beis hamikdash, any place inside the azara, is the zichrei kun is latit from the shirayim of the mincha. The chol meichel, any way of eating, whether it's baked or cooked, and liyoyim v'layla at chatzos is latit it that whole day, and the night also up until chatzos. Gemara says, Omer Reb Loza, Mincha shenik mitzvah b'heichel, a mincha that the kohen makes the kmitza inside the heichel, inside the kodesh, not only in the azara, but he goes inside the heichel, inside the kodesh, is ksheira, still it's a kashra kmitza. Where's the proof? Shekein motzino v'silek b'zichem, because we find this on every Shabbos, by the lechem aponim, the kohen takes off the b'zichem from the shulchan, and that's considered like a kmitza for the mincha, Rashi says. Shein askoro leminchas lechem aponim, kirechsi vois lechem liaskoro, umatirin es lechem, that's what's matta tita lechem, vesilukan shal shumi al shukhon, hapnim shebechol, the mokum kmitza de mnachis, hanakimotzis. So the siluk of the besichim, on the shukhon, which is in the heichon, the kodesh, that's the mokum kmitza. Therefore, regular kmitza also is kosher to be made there. This Gemara says, Mosev Reb Yimya. Reb Yimya asked the question. The Pasuk says, V'komatz misham mimokim shiraglei hazar medis. It should make a kmitza over there from the place where the raglei, the feet of Hazar, is standing. So Rashi says, before this talking about Devi Hazar of Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, V'komatz misham alei kumsei. That when a regular Zar brings a Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, so from the place where he is still standing, that's the Mokum where the Kohen can make the Kemitza. So Rashi says, the Admin who is right now meant to say it also, Ben Ulam Korsi, Shein Zar Nichnas Hashem, but further in, inside the Beis HaMikdash, where a Zar cannot walk there, that Mokum is possible for the Kemitza. And for sure then, in the Heichel itself? So that's the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the comments of Mishom, Mimokim Shiragli Azar Omdois. Then Bisei Rema says, Minayin, how do I know? Shim Komatz Bismoil. If the Kohen makes the Kemitza with his left hand, Shayachs of Yikomois Biamin, he has to do over again to make the Kemitza with his right hand. Rashi says, Shayachma means HaKomitz, Odech HaShraim, he has to put the first Kemitza back into the Shraim. And the Chiddush is, we do not say that it's possible, but he could do it over again. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Misham means Mimokim Shekomatz Kvar. The Pasuk says, Komatz Misham means even from the place that Kemitza was done to it, still you could do it over again. In this case, when the Kemitza was done with the left hand. And he could be Armi, so call for him to Kasha. He have Yim Yudashin, that a Kemitza is possible if it's in a Mokim where the Zar cannot stand there, and the Zar cannot go into the Heichel. Someone says, Ikadiyami, some say, who most of love, who mafarakalo. He asked the question, he himself gave the answer. And Ikadiyami, some say, Omele Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlipa. That was Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlipa. I'll answer you the question like this. I'll answer you, Lenitzko, you know what this pasuk is going to teach us over here? When the pasuk says, V'komatz Misham, that we darshin imokim shiragli azara medes, and the chiddush is, Elihach shekol azara kula. It's coming to say, all the azara is kosher. Rashi says, the lowly boy ayyaracham is vesefon, and the chiddush is, you do not padavka have to make the kemitza on the north side of the mizbeach, Elekol mokum, Jerusalem, Ragli Yisrael Kosher, Lekemitza. Any place that a regular of Yisrael could walk, that's Kosher Lekemitza. And Rashi says, Lekol Shechein Ezra's Kanavechem. And Avada Navada further in the Hechol, that it's Kosher for Kemitza. But the main Chiddush is here, that you do not need the mokum Tzpoina, but even mokum Shiragli Yisrael is also Kosher. That's the Lashon, Lenitzuch, and Lehachsher, Kol Hazar Kula. Because otherwise, Falka died the Chemin Chai would have thought to say, Hoyl vi oyla kodshi kadoshim, or mincha kodish kadoshim. So ma oyla, just like by korban oyla, to nitzot when the shechita has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach, I would have thought to say, af mincha to nitzofen, who did the mincha also has to be done on the north side. So that's why I need this pasuk to teach me the comments mishom, mizimokim shiragli as our ungoyth, that there's no mokum itself on b'shas the kmitza. That's the chiddush. For not lafuke from Reb Leza, it says you make the kmitza neicha of adiris kosher. Morris says no. Ma lo oilo shekain kolo. Just from the korban oilo, the whole thing is burnt. I would not know mincha. Mincha, the whole thing is not burnt. So Morris says mechata. Learn that from mechatis. A korban chatis needs to soften, and the whole thing is not burnt. You could ask my mechatis shekain mechaperas achai b'krisis. A korban chatis is mechaper and a chet of a chai b'krisis. Maybe that's why you b'davka need tzofen. Mashenken and mincha is not mechaper, does not need tzofen without this gzeres kosef. So when it says mi yoshma, learn from a korban oshom. I mali yoshom shekein mini domin. I gefor to korban oshom has a zrikas adam. That's why needs tzofen. But not a mincha. Mincha that has no dam, maybe does not need tzofen without the gzeres kosef. And malukulu shekein mini domin. Even if you want to make a mehatzad here, still you cannot learn out mincha, and there's no havimin of ever mincha, should bedavka have to be done on the tzof and north side of the mizbeach. There's no zrika sadam by a mincha. So what do we need a pasuk for? El the Gemara says like this. El itzrich, I need a pasuk like this. Because otherwise, salkot dait lechaminach, I would have thought to say. Hoyer looks here, since the pasuk says, v'higi shel ha-mizbeach, fair mimenu bekumsei. He should become close to the Mizbeach, Vegi Shalom Mizbeach, Veheirim Mimenu Bekumtzai, and he should make a kemitza, the Pasuk says. So I would have thought to say, Mahagosha Bekerim Arovah Dremis, just like the Hagosha, when you bring the Mincha towards the Mizbeach, you have to bring it towards the Keren Marovah Dremis, towards the west south corner. So I would have thought to say, maybe, Av Kemitza Bekerim Arovah Dremis. Who are then the kemitza of the mincha should be dafka be done in this corner? How do I know that the kemitza of the mincha can be done any place? The kohen taking the handful out of the mincha, chamash balon. That's the chiddush of this pasuk over here. The komatz mishon any place. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, shlomim sheshochton daichel ksherim. If a korban shlomim, if the kohen makes a shechita inside the heichel, inside the kodesh, still it's kosher. Shinem Raposik says, V'shochetu oisai Pesach Oyamayid, that the place is to make it like outside the Pesach of the Oyamayid. If so, it's a Kav HaKoyma. V'loyei tofu chomim v'nikar, like Maduch outside, just by the Pesach of the Oyamayid is kosher to make the Shechita of the Korban Shlomim, so for sure it's kosher if you make it inside Eichel. Avad it should be kosher there. The Rashi says, that needed totally Hechsher Azor Lishlamin, the Pesach HaYamayid, that the reason why the whole Azor is kosher is because that's considered the Pesach HaYamayid. So Shmamina HaYamayid Iker, Yamayid is Iker, the Azor itself, the Azor is only a Tafel. So Pshit, you can make a Shechita inside the Azor itself. This Gemara says, Meisvei, Rabbi Yechon Ben Meseira, Rabbi Yechon Ben Meseira says, Minayin, how do I know? Shemekifu oivdik echovim, es kol ha'azoro, she'akanem nechnosim l'shom, v'yechlem shom kotche kadoshim, that even though the goyim were makif, went around the Yazoro, Rashi says l'mochoma, v'yorim chitzim v'yavonim l'storis, v'tech ha'azoro, even though the goyim are outside, like throwing inside stones and arrows inside the Yazoro, still it's kosher titzia, the kodesh kadoshim. Talmud, the pasuk says, "Ba'kodesh hakadoshim toichlenu," that you eat of a kodesh hakadoshim. Rashi says, "Heichel v'mashmas mashmas the heichel." So, in other words, if the goyim are throwing outside in the Azara, in the basement, they're throwing the stones. So, lochurit, the kind of have a right to walk inside the kodesh hakadoshim and eat the kodshim there, because the pasuk says, "Ba'kodesh hakadoshim toichlenu." So, the question is, v'amai, why do I need a special pasuk for to teach me that it's mutter to eat the basar of kabonis in the kodesh kodashim? Name one that say pshita min asvara v'chotzer oyum oyud yachlu. Like, what do I need a pasuk for? If the loch read that you're allowed to eat the basar of the kodesh kodashim, you're allowed to eat the basar of the chattis in the oyum oyud, says so. Why don't I say that if you're allowed to eat it inside the chotzer of the oyum oyud yachlu, is so v'lo yei tofol chomim minikur? Like pshit, you're allowed to eat it inside the heichel also. How come I need a pasuk? So here it's mashma, I did not say that, Savora. Savora says, no, ochi yashta. What does one have to do with the other? Hosim over there, avoid the diodom. So therefore, it's a Savora to say that since there's an avoid the diodom, or an avoid that the Kohen has to do, he has to make his kemitza. Yes, so it's a Savora, oivid, b'mokim rabba, yamrinon, lo yei tofu, chomim minikur. Like Madvach, he does the Avoida outside in the Azorah, Pshit to Tesvar, he can do the Avoida, he can make a Kmitza inside Eichel. Since the Odom is doing an Avoida, he's like worshipping, is doing an Avoida, doing a Kmitza, Pshit, he could do it inside. But Achila, over here by eating the Shirayim, eating the Bosar of the Korbin, the Enodom Eichel Mokam Rabbi. Here there's a Svar that you're not supposed to eat the Mokam Rebbe. So maybe in Eichel you're not allowed to eat. Here, lo yei tofu chomim nikra, lo yam rinam. So here I would not say minas suvara, that's for sure you could eat the basar of the kodshim in the Azara. So that's where we attack, I need a pasuk. There's no kasha to suvara, we said before by the kemitza, pshita minas suvara, you can make the kemitza inside the hechel. Now the Mishnah says, chatis oif, the avoid if you bring a chatis oif, a bird, hoi sanasis hakeren dremis marovis. Like the Malika used to be done on the corner of the Mizbeach, the southwest side of the Mizbeach. The whole Makom Oisik Sheva, really any place in the Azor was kosher to make the Malika for the Chate Seif. El Zoha Yimakoimoi, but this was the Makom Lechatchilo where you're supposed to make the Malika by a Chate Seif. And we'll see in the Gemara, really, the Pshat is the Azor Yisadam has to be at this corner. So therefore, the chetchili is supposed to make the malika there also, because there's not that much dam in the oif. But the diavri made the malika someplace else as kosher, and then you bring it over to the keren drem esmarovis to make the hazois. Now, ushloisha dvorim hoisa hoisa keren meshameshes milamata. There were three special avoidas that had to be done on the bottom part of the chutzas tikro on this corner of the mizbeach, the drem esmarovis. Ushloisha milmalo. And there were three special avodis that were done on the top part, from the top here for the Chut HaSikra, the top here for the Mizbeach, on this Drei Mishmarovis. Now what were these avodis? Melamata, on the bottom here for this Mizbeach, this corner of the Mizbeach, Chatzis Haif, we just had, that to make the Malika and the Azoyis Adam, the Hagoshois, when you have to bring a Mincha, you have to be Megish, bring the Mincha close towards the Mizbeach, you have to bring it towards the bottom part of the Keren, Drei Mishmarovis. Ushiuri Adam, leftover dam, the shricha of the leftover dam, after he made his riko, was done on the Dorum side, the Yisoid, on the Dorum side. A Yisoid Remi Bezod Yisoid, on this corner. Melamala, what was done special on the top part of this caravan? Nisach HaMayim VeHayayin, that's where on Yom Tov of Sukkot, he used to pour the Nisach HaMayim, and every day by the Korban HaTomid, the Nisach HaYayin, the wine, used to pour also on this corner on the top of the Keren, and we'll see in the Gemara that there was like a sheath in there, was like pipes going straight down to the bottom of the Karka,
And the Eila Saif, Kishiraba B'Mizrach, even though the Yikum Makum, we had to make an Eila Saif, we had to make the Malika and the Azor, was on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, but it was too crowded there, there are too many Eifas to bring, you were able to come to the corner of the Dremis Maravis. So this corner also was used for an Eila Saif. Then the Mishnah says that, Kol Oilim La Mizbeach, any time to Kanim, would have to do the Avodah to go up to the Mizbeach, Oilim Derech Yimin, they always go up and turn towards the right side. Well, Ma'akif, when they go around the Mizbeach, like by Zrikas Adam of the Korban Chatz,